Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now, today I've got for you one of the most unbelievable wedding dress codes I've ever seen. Actually, scrap that. It's the most ridiculous dress code of all time. It just has to be. This bridezilla-to-be, unbelievably, has created a dress code for her wedding based on the weight of the guests. That's right. How much you weigh determines what you're allowed to wear to her wedding. Unbelievable, I know, but that is the case. Now, this all happened back on Facebook in 2018. So what you're gonna see is some screenshots from the bride-to-be's Facebook page, and they are unbelievable. Let's get into them. Okay, so here is a screenshot from this bride-to-be's Facebook page, taken on the 5th of December, 2018. She posts the following. Hey everyone, who's ready for Hawaii 2019? In anticipation of the wedding, and believe me, I know it's a long way away, but three ring emojis. I would still like to announce the dress code. I'm giving you a long notice of a year and a half so that you will have time to find and pick out something nice. The dress code is very specific because it will be used to create an incredible visual effect. If done right, it will make our synchronized dancing along the beach really pop. So, without further ado, women, 100 to 160 pounds. Oh my gosh. Green velvet sweater, orange suede pants, Louboutin heels, the famous red heeled shoes. When we spin and lift our feet, the effect will amaze you. And a Burberry scarf. Oh my goodness. So much to unpack there. I mean, what stands out is wearing a Burberry scarf in the summer in Hawaii. Men, 100 to 200 pounds. Purple fuzzy jacket, soda hat, all white trainers, plain glow sticks. Once again, sounds like a truly awful costume. But don't worry, there's more. Women, 160 pounds plus. All black sweater and pants, any material, black heels. And men, 200 pounds plus, all camouflage, black sneakers. Yeah, the fat ones, we don't want to see you. Don't wear any color at all. We want you to blend in. And finally, children have to wear red from head to toe. Remember, the kids will form the shape of a heart. It needs to be true red, not blood orange or some other BS. Additionally, we will require that you wear formal attire after the dancing has ended. Please bring a change of clothing. Remember, the venue is extremely upscale and we want to be looking our absolute best, ladies and gents. Two more ring emojis. Please, if you look like trash, so will we. But all jokes aside, we want you to invest in an outfit valued at least $1,000. This includes jewelry, accessories, makeup, and hair. Remember, ladies and gents, this wedding is 24K themed for a reason. You have a year and a half to get working. No excuses. Mwah. Well, that might just be the worst post I've ever seen on Facebook. I mean, so much to unpack here. Off the bat, the fact that you have a weight kind of class for what guests are allowed to wear at your wedding is genuinely sickening. I mean, it's almost like it's boxing, right? We have lightweight, you can wear colors. Heavyweight, you're not allowed to. What is that saying about heavier people? I mean, it's mental. Now, look, I get it. You probably have an idea of some dance you're going to do and it's going to look cool in your head. Turns out it won't, by the way. I mean, some of these outfits, can we just have a look at this? Sorry. A green velvet sweater, orange suede pants, and then red heeled shoes with a scarf on. What? That is the worst outfit of all time. I mean, the bride-to-be mentions an incredible visual effect, right? What is she trying to do? Give all the guests like a seizure? This is going to be so much gala. It's going to look disgusting. Also, forcing people to spend $1,000 on an outfit is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Insane start, but this isn't actually the end. I mean, look at this, right? This is what the normal guests are allowed to wear. Okay, so you got the women on the left, the men on the right. I also don't know what a Pepsi hat is. So yeah, that's my best guess. Then the children have to wear all red. And then fat guests, yeah, you can come, but you don't have to. I guess you can come. We don't want to see you, though. Let's make that abundantly clear. Okay, then. Later that day, we got this from the bride-to-be. Clearly very angry, but another amazing Facebook post. Hello, invitees. A very important update. Please read. Oh, don't you worry. I will. It has come to my attention that someone went all the way down in this group's creation to screenshot the dress code requirements. The screenshot was taken wildly out of context and has now gone semi-viral on Facebook and Reddit. I've seen my post twice on my regular Facebook account. I could not be more crushed, betrayed, or saddened. I trust each and every one of you so intimately. Knowing that someone went behind my back and made fun of me is one of the worst feelings everywhere. And boy, will you be paying. Therefore, I'm announcing one of the most unique parties you will ever be invited to in your life, besides my actual wedding. In honor of the snitch who sold me out, I will be hosting the first ever polygraph party at my house this Saturday at 8 p.m. Bring your inner Sherlock Holmes, because we will be hunting out the snitch who put me on blast. You think I'm kidding? I'm not. We just bought a real polygraph test for $99 on Amazon. After the testing is over and we find the rat who did this, we will all celebrate with drinks and appetizers. Oh my goodness, this is amazing. If you can't make it to the polygraph party, you will be presumed guilty unless you can provide a valid excuse. We can make this party a unique and good one that will be told for years to come. I promise, as long as you're innocent, you have nothing to worry about. Passive-aggressive smiley face emoji. I highly suggest whoever did this, just tell me. I won't retaliate. I'll simply cut all ties and communication with you and talk trash about you for a long, long time. If you have any information about who violated my trust and my wedding planning, I will give you $100. Next, if any of you are unhappy with the dress code requirements, it's okay. You can come talk to me. Instead of participating in the dance, you can help the crew clean up after dinner, volunteer to take videos of our dance, or even contribute to the honeymoon. Anything counts. Some fantastic options there. Either help the staff that are paid to clean up, contribute to the honeymoon as in pay the bride in order to help them go away, or video people. Wow. Let me just pick out the best one there really quick. Finally, I am outraged at the comments these internet trolls have made about the dress code. Capitals, do you freaking know me? Do you know why we are doing things this way? No? Then shut up! Go back down to your scum basement and play video games and never freaking make comments about people you don't know. My husband and I are certified spiritual healers with over 10 years of experience, and there it is. That explains everything. You all know this. Our wedding colors, fabrics, and intimate synchronized dance are something we hold very dear to our hearts. The expensive clothing represents the riches we wish to come. The black and camouflage outfits represents the aura of the devil that we must shoo away. Sorry, are you then saying, in a roundabout way, that slimmer people are the riches that you wish to come, and overweight or heavier people are the aura of the devil that you must shoo away? Surely that's not what she's inferring here, but I feel like it is. Oh my goodness. The soda hats represent our wishes for an abundance of life-saving liquid. You get the picture. We met at a psychic's desensitization chamber over 12 years ago in Italy, as you all know. Why not bring our traditions and beliefs into our wedding? Probably because they're stupid. Would you show up at an Indian person wedding and make fun of their culture and their tradition? If not, don't judge ours. Anyway, I'm so tired having to explain myself over and over. Please keep me updated. Well, if the Indian wedding forced you to dress in a certain way based on how fat you were, yes, I probably would have a problem with it. Shock. I mean, I don't even need to say this, but I've been to an Indian wedding. It was phenomenal. I mean, the culture, everything was fantastic. The ceremony was brilliant. Afterwards was a joke. It was so good. But this sounds awful. And I don't really think the two can be compared. Let's be realistic. By the way, believe what you believe. I'm genuinely, like, I'm pretty open with people that believe what they want to believe. Not going to lie, it's obviously extremely silly, in my opinion, to think about this sort of stuff in any sort of serious way. But I wouldn't ever say to somebody, you can't think that the things that you think about are important. I will though say that what you're forcing on people, you know, because of your beliefs, is a bit crazy. Again, an Indian wedding doesn't force people to do certain things that are just absolutely ridiculous. Dress completely insane, do mental dances, or if you don't do that, help out with the staff and clearing up stuff, or just pay a load of money to your honeymoon. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. Also, you don't have to spend $1,000 on your outfit. Just insane. But don't worry, guys, there's even more. And I haven't even mentioned the whodunit polygraph Sherlock Holmes mystery. I would love to go to that. That is incredible. Oh, and amazingly, the next post is all about the results of the polygraph party just 1 week later. Polygraph party results. Many of you have been asking how Saturday's polygraph party went. It was fantastic. Attendance was 100%. Yeah, the $99 polygraph machine from Amazon was a bit trashy, but it did the job. I asked you guys simple questions such as, did you leak my dress code to the internet? And do you secretly hate me? Friends, it is with only the deepest joy that I can announce the identification of the snitch. My former friend, Stephanie, was immediately removed from my property. She confessed to leaking my post and ridiculing me online. My original dress code has gone viral because of her, and the outside world will never freaking understand thanks to Stephanie. Good riddance. Now the Hawaii 29 wedding can go on. Thank you to my best friends, Lynn, Jackie, Christy, and Jax. You were very helpful in allowing me to set up my polygraph text and eliminate the snitch, Stephanie. Dress code updates. Please, buy your soda hats ASAP. We will be hosting another event in a few weeks in which we will be modifying them. Now, if you would prefer a helicopter hat, by all means, go buy one. Time is of the essence. What the heck is a helicopter hat? Oh my goodness, surely it doesn't mean this. Not the one that, like the multicolored one that kids wear with a propeller on the top that is on screen right now. Surely not. What is this dress code? Ladies, let me be clear. Your secondary outfit must total at least 1K. We are 24K themed after all. Oh my goodness, I forgot you have to buy the secondary outfit as well. What is this? Please submit photos of your synchronized dancing outfits in no later than 1 month. I'll be telling each and every one of you what is wrong and how to improve it. And all I can say is shout out Stephanie. I would love to find Stephanie and just interview her and get her opinion on all of this, but wow. I mean, just straight up going to this polygraph party and saying, yes, it was me, because this is all a massive disgrace and you are a joke. Now, amazingly, this isn't actually where this ends, as one of the guests responded to the Facebook post. Now, this is in pretty poor quality, but I want to include the screenshot so you guys know it's real. But I'll stay on screen, don't you worry. I already declined when I heard about the dress code, somebody said. Don't think I'll ever go to another function again, knowing I'd have to pay for the ugliest freaking clothes ever or clean up as a guest. Will only go to Hawaii to see my son, as he doesn't tell me to wear heels on the beach. Also, you can't get a real polygraph on Amazon. Anyone who believes that is stupid. Very, very good point. I mean, $99 for a real, legitimate polygraph on Amazon. Seems legit. Professional spiritual healer, my butt. Telling people to spend an ungodly amount of money on tacky fabrics and color choices is no way to make anyone feel better. It's just for you to laugh at years down the line of how you conned your friends into looking like idiots dancing like dolphins on the sand in heels. Did I mention heels on the beach? The sandy freaking beach. So I can guarantee it wasn't me who snitched, but dang, I wish it was, so you wouldn't reach out to me for someone's shoulder to cry on. Maybe my RSVP won't give you the hint, but the pile of horse poop I order to be delivered to you will. Oh my gosh. And someone else has commented down below with their own outfit example, putting something together to see how it looks, and it looks absolutely horrible. Jesus didn't die on the cross for us to look like $1,000 hot garbage. Again, I think that's kind of moderate, to be fair, compared to what we saw earlier. But it just does look so bad. The colour clash is just a disgrace. So there we go. One of the most ridiculous posts I've ever read, ever. Simple as that. It might even be the most ridiculous. Get your comments in down below. What were your thoughts on that? Don't worry. There's another story to come here. Another crazy relationship drama story to get into. But I need to have a little breather. That was absolutely insane.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Speaking of insane things, how about this for a title? My husband-to-be wants everyone to know I'm not pure. It's exactly what the title says. I've been with my fiancé for 6 years and we've been engaged for the past 8 months. I've been doing most of the wedding planning, but my fiancé, let's just call him Ryan, will give his input here and there. So about a month ago, Ryan out of nowhere said he was talking to some of his co-workers and thinks that I shouldn't wear a white dress. This was totally weird to me. Ryan's a very artistic guy, so I figured this was more about how the photos would turn out or something along those lines, but I'm set on wearing white. I told him this and I could see that he was annoyed, but he let it go. 2 weeks ago, I finally picked and paid for my dress, and this caused a huge argument. Ryan again came to me very annoyed. He asked to see the dress I picked, but I said no because I wanted it to be a surprise for our wedding day. He asked me to at least tell him what color it was, and when I said white, he threw a fit. I honestly do not see why this was a big deal. Almost everyone wears white on their wedding day. When I asked him what color he thought I'd be wearing, he told me I should wear red. Again, super weird to me. I asked him why I'd wear red to our wedding, and he told me that brides only wear white when they are pure. For some background, Ryan and I started dating when I was 21 and he had just turned 20. He was a virgin when we met, and I only had one other person who was my ex-boyfriend of 4 years throughout high school. This caused a lot of problems. The first year of our relationship, we almost didn't continue dating because of how insecure he felt. After that first year, it was never a problem again until now, I guess. He went to his mum about all of this, thinking she would convince me, but she's on my side. So, 2 nights ago, Ryan and his mum and I stood in our living room and argued about my sex life being shown in a dress. His mum stated that he is no longer a virgin either, so maybe he should wear red too, and he burst out crying. Ryan is still stating that me wearing white would be deceiving all of the guests and that it's different for guys. This has all honestly made me question even marrying this man. I don't know if it's just because everything is so fresh, but I'm really disgusted by him. He's not even religious, so I know this is just about him still thinking about me losing my virginity at 18 before I even knew him. I just needed to rant to anyone about how psycho this is. Right, let's get straight to some comments here. Someone has said, look, if he is this insecure after 6 years together, things are not going to improve. Is he going to mention your impurity in his wedding speech? Is he going to try to leverage this in your marriage to get what he wants? Is he going to demand paternity tests for your children? I would seriously consider what you're signing up for. The dude sounds messed up as frick. Yeah, I think insecurity there is the key word. This level is insane. Someone else said, Jesus, just throw the whole man in the bin. For 6 years, has he been planning on getting back at you for not being a virgin at your wedding? I'm petty as anything, and I just stop having sex with him. When he asked why, I would say since he finds your sexual history so disgusting, he is now part of the history, while you tell him to pack his stuff and go find a virgin at 26 years old. And finally, somebody said, this is not the kind of guy you want to marry. And why is what you do behind closed doors anybody else's business? I couldn't agree with these three comments anymore. Right, 16 months later, that is just last week at the time of recording, March the 7th, 2024, we got this update. This is my update 1 year later on the whole situation. I will start by saying I did not get married. Well, that, to be honest, is pretty good to hear. Ryan made that decision quite easy for me. I remember reading a comment that said I had to already have been done with the relationship for me to move on so fast. And that statement was very true. As much as I want to be the bigger person and not slander Ryan, he deserves it. I won't get into all of our issues, but there are some big ones that I would like to address. The absolute deal breaker for me had nothing to do with the red dress, but instead was all of his little lies that built up through our entire relationship. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. The insecurity is clear to see, and it's obvious that there was more going on here than just him wanting you to be in a red dress. Ryan is very smart, I can't take that away from him. We actually met because even though I am a year older than him, he graduated a year before me. We had mutual classes. For someone so smart, he always got caught in dumb lies. As far as I know, he never cheated on me. That was something that I know a lot of people assumed, but even now I don't believe it. There was never any big lie that caused massive drama, but rather a mountain of little white lies that always made me question why. He would lie to people about having allergies, he'd lie about stopping for food before coming home, he would lie about losing weight. He is a healthy weight with a very normal build. He would just lie about so many things that did not matter. My issue with this is I had absolutely no trust in the man over literally anything. I never held him back from doing things, and he never asked permission to do things. So him going out of his way to lie about meaningless things really made me start to resent him. I do not think he ever talked to his co-workers about the dress. I think that was another lie. After telling him I did not want to be together anymore, I asked him about everything that happened surrounding the wedding. I got no real answers out of him, and till this day, I have no real closure. My best assumption is that he got sucked into misogynist forums surrounding purity and made up a story to bring it up to me. Our breakup was pretty nasty since he talked about me a lot online. Oh my gosh, that is the worst. For the most part, I had support. No one ever reached out to me or threatened me, but it's still annoying having my feed filled with rumors that I cheated and broke up our engagement over nothing. There was a lot of name calling as well. Apparently, I'm ran through, I'm fat, I let myself go, I look miserable without him. Eventually, he stopped on his own, as I never acknowledged any of it. Even with the online harassment, he never really fought to save our engagement. I was actually hurt by how he seemed equally as ready to part ways. We have no contact with each other at all, but I do know that last month he actually got engaged again. All I know about the girl is that she is 23, a hardcore Catholic, and actually looks very sweet. For her sake, I hope they work out. I do not still talk to Ryan's mum, sorry to disappoint. She was very kind to me through everything, but for me to continue talking to her would be a bit weird. I still got a happy birthday text and a Merry Christmas one. I did have a date 2 weeks after I called off my engagement. Wow, that is a quick turnaround. Now that didn't go anywhere and it was never meant to. For me, the date was to see just if I felt any guilt for moving on, and I had none. I had a huge career shift 2 months ago and I'm now living in Philadelphia, far away from all the drama. I'm happy with where I'm at, and he seems happy with his life. I don't think I'll ever have to interact with him again. Okay, that is going to do it for the post, but someone's left an interesting comment down below saying, I read the original and all I could think was that the whole white wedding gown thing had not a bit to do with purity and actually everything to do with status. Queen Victoria got married in a white gown, so all the society ladies who could possibly afford something as truly frivolous as a fancy white dress that would be worn just once followed suit. Hence, the white bridal gown was born. Prior to Victoria, most women got married in whatever their very nicest gown was, and colour didn't figure in a whole lot. Anyway, glad you dodged that nuclear warhead. Have a good life now. Someone else said that Ryan is emotionally unwell, and I'm sad for his new fiancé. I'm sorry this happened to you, you deserve better. And finally, another Redditor commented, sounds like you dodged a bullet. You're better off without him in your life. All the best in your new job. I mean, look, guys, at this point, I feel like I could go through this post, analyze a few certain things, try and work out exactly why Ryan was saying certain things that he said at certain times. But in reality, I think it is as simple as what someone just said there at the end. He is just emotionally unwell. And I agree. I feel bad for the new fiance that she's going to have to spend at least some part of her life in a relationship with this man. It sounds to me, though, like OP is doing well, which is great. But yeah, overall, crazy, crazy story. The habitual lie, I didn't want his wife to wear white at her wedding, just in case it would deceive the guests. Well, no, he also wasn't a virgin. So, I mean, who's he really deceiving? What an absolute joke of a man. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this one. Really hope you enjoyed it. The first story, I've got to say, first few screenshots, genuinely inspiring as to how you can be that dumb. I want to get to that level. If you do as well, subscribe to my channel. That's not even where the subscribe button is. It's like over here, isn't it? Yeah, click another episode, I'm sure, but also make sure you're subscribed. All right, see you tomorrow with some more amazing Reddit content.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all,
jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.